Hey, everybody, this is Tom Sharpling, and welcome to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. Basically, this is a podcast we're going to do every other week, giving you a bite-sized version of all the mirth and mayhem that goes on every week on the best show on WFMU. So please check out this exciting clip. Welcome to the show. We had somebody from the cartoon world, Mike Allred.
Let me just bring him up.
Our second guest of the evening is on the television end of things. You might be aware of a cable channel, the Shout Network, and we have somebody from the Shout Network I want to bring up on the show. From the Shout Network, I guess he... Are you an executive at the Shout Network, Matthew Tompkins?
Hi, Tom. Yes, I'm head of programming at Shout.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. I guess we just had somebody on from the cartoon world. Now we've got somebody on from the TV world.
Yes. Very excited to be talking to you. I'm very pleased to announce that the Shout Network is now part of the Comcast family.
Okay, which... it's pretty exciting news because everybody in this area, I think, is Comcast in New Jersey for the most part.
That's right.
I guess there's Time Warner Cable in New York. I don't know if that's part of the family.
We're working on that. But definitely Comcast as of next week.
Okay.
So your New Jersey viewers will be able to tune in to the Shout Network.
Great.
And actually, I'm calling to just inform your listeners about our what we have planned, and mainly to pump the spring lineup.
The spring lineup.
Yes.
Well, first of all, why don't you just give people a background on the Shout Network, just a quick log line for what Shout is, because, you know, like TNT is movies,
right,
and, you know, drama and, you know, crime, you know, Core TV is, you know, obviously crime stuff. And what is the Shout Network?
Tom, we are all of that and more.
Okay, so the Shout Network is, what, is like a little bit of everything?
It's a little bit of everything, but it's all high quality. It's all the best you're ever going to see on TV.
Okay.
It's the greatest.
So the spring lineup you're announcing.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what people can look for out of the Shout Network?
Well, number one, the show that really built the Shout Network and really pushed us into the limelight is still in production and still doing great, and that is, of course, the Van Dyke vehicle.
Okay, and that's Diagnosis Murder?
What's that?
You said the Van Dyke vehicle. It's Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke show?
Oh, not Dick Van Dyke, Jerry.
Okay, Jerry Van Dyke. What is his show?
Jerry Van Dyke's Crime Crunchers.
Okay. Well, again, I don't have the Shout Network right now.
So. Oh, you read about that show, though, haven't you?
I think I heard about it in passing. Yes. Jerry, what's it, Jerry Van Dyke's Crime Crunchers?
That's right, yes.
And what is that?
Oh, my God. It's a very exciting show. It's basically, it's Beretta meets RoboCop.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty.
It's got that 70s gritty feel, you know? But it's also kind of space age too, and the what sets it apart from other crime solving shows is that every week Jerry teams up with a group of people who are basically his crime crunchers for that week.
Okay.
So I believe the first episode that's going to show up in your area, it's called the Case of the Garage Murders, and he's being helped by a band, I think, who's from your area, a group of musicians called the Fleshtones.
Yes, they are from up in this area.
So they're helping him crunch crime in that episode.
Okay, really? The Fleshtones acting?
Oh, yeah, yes.
And, okay, so people can look for the Fleshtones to help out Jerry Van Dyke solve crime.
Yes. He crunches crimes.
Crunching crimes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That is copyrighted too.
Okay. Jerry Van Dyke's Crime Crunchers.
Yep.
So Jerry Van Dyke and Keith Streng, crunching crime.
Who's that?
He's the guitarist in the Fleshtones.
Oh, right. Okay. Yes. Yes. I think you're right. hey, I want to tell you about a whole slew of reality shows that we got going.
Okay.
Okay? As you all know, this is what's really happening. This is what pulls in the viewers.
The reality program.
The reality program.
Which is really, I guess it is a big deal. Reality programming is something that seems to be kind of like bread and butter for a lot of these networks.
Yes, and I think everyone's going to agree that no one does it like the Shout Network does when they see Sex Camp.
What is Sex Camp? What
sex
is that?
Sex Camp. Sex Camp, Tom, answers the age-old question, just what goes on when seven construction workers and seven exotic dancers are dropped in the middle of a remote Alaskan forest?
So that's the question that you're asking.
And it's answered on the show.
Sex Camp.
Yes.
Seven construction workers.
Yep.
Seven exotic dancers.
Strippers.
Strippers, okay. And what are some of the, have episodes of this been filmed?
We're wrapping it up now.
Okay, and what is the general tone of the show?
Sex.
Well, I guess it's called Sex Camp, so
yeah.
I figured that it would have a component of it.
Yeah, well, sex in the forest, sex in streams, sex in tundra. It's got it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Sex Camp.
It's pretty sexy.
It sounds great.
We're hoping for a hard R.
A hard R?
Rating.
For what? This is not a movie, though.
No, it's a TV show.
Uh-huh.
But we're hoping to get through, basically. You know what I mean?
No.
Through censors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're hoping to get, like, what through?
The show. I mean, it's pretty, it's nasty.
I mean, are there any characters that stand out who, like, you know, America falls in love with certain people?
Depends if you love sex-addicted construction workers named Mort. This guy Mort, he's gonna be on the cover of some magazine. I don't know what. I mean, it could be Time. It could be Leg Show. I don't know.
Wow.
Let's move on, though. Okay.
So Mort.
Mort. He's gonna be famous.
I can't wait. So America can pretty much get ready.
Get ready for Mort. Get ready for Sex Camp is what it is.
Okay. So we will get ready for sex. What else?
Buried Alive.
Buried Alive. That sounds horrifying.
Just what the title implies. The tagline we've got. Buried Alive. How long can you last?
Well, I guess everybody probably can last for about the same amount.
No, some people have bigger lung capacity. I mean, you can breathe down there. It's difficult. It's just, you know, can
what's down there?
Yeah, it's a pit. It's well.
Then what? You fill up?
It's a glorified grave.
So a grave, basically, that you're filling in.
Yes.
And how do people win?
Just to whoever lasts the longest. Whoever doesn't. You know, I mean...
Whoever doesn't, you know what?
I don't want to get into that and spoil the ending for anybody.
Humor me.
Well, you know, you can kind of breathe down there. It's difficult.
Through the dirt being dumped on you.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And...
Has anybody died?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Has anybody died during the making of the show?
I really don't want to give anything away. I don't think it's fair to the viewers.
Okay.
But it's exciting. It's a very exciting show.
All right.
Tom, are you ready for Joe Billionaire?
Joe Billionaire?
Yeah.
Well, you mean like Joe Millionaire?
It's the same concept, but he's a billionaire.
Okay.
It's very similar to that show.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it can't be that show, otherwise you guys have got the pantsuit off.
Well,
right?
it's Joe Billionaire. It's different. It's not Millionaire. The different thing is, you know how that guy was kind of good looking, and he's young,
yeah,
and he's really sweet to the girls?
Yeah, Evan.
This guy's not quite like that. He's 60 years old.
Okay.
He looks like Truman Capote. He's bedridden, and he's mean to the girls.
What is his name? This is just horrifying that this is actually... what people can look forward to on the Shout Network for the spring schedule.
I tell you this.
What?
America will fall in love with Gus. He's like your crabby grandpa.
Except he's harassing young women.
He's not so much harassing them as ordering them around and making them do things that they really don't want to do.
That sounds terrible.
It's great.
It's great.
It's great.
It sounds awful.
Hey, you want awful? I think this show will be perceived as awful, but I think it'll go down as one of the greatest shows ever.
Uh-huh.
Drink This.
Okay. What goes on Drink This?
Well, that's the question. Just what is in that glass? Is it apple juice? Or is it toxic waste?
Oh. So then people drink it for prize money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I should say we're joined by Matthew Tompkins, who is an executive over at the Shout Network, which is coming to New Jersey, I guess on Comcast Cable, you said?
That's right.
And people can look forward to these shows for the upcoming spring schedule.
And more.
Okay.
Okay, here's the one I'm most excited about in all the reality shows we got going.
Yeah.
It's called Under the Knife.
Okay.
Okay? It's basically a trust-based show. You know, how much do you trust this person?
Uh-huh.
And the main question is this guy really a surgeon?
Really?
Yeah.
So you're just taking it on how many people on the show are not surgeons?
Well, 40%.
And out of how many, what is the body of people we're pulling from?
20 people.
So out of these 20 mm-hmm, people, mm-hmm. 40% of them
right.
are not surgeons.
Right.
Well, that is terrible. So you're letting these people actually go under the knife.
Hey, it's their choice. They want the prizes. I can't help it if they're greedy.
But, well, you know, you vaguely can if you didn't create such a speed trap of a show to catch the greedy at doing what they do.
Tom, just sit back and watch and enjoy. That's all I had to say to you and your listeners. Let's talk Benson and Hedges, okay?
Okay.
We're out of the reality bracket here, okay? This is a great two-hour variety show, Benson and Hedges,
uh-huh.
starring Bob Guillaume
sure.
and Robert Hedges.
Who is Epstein,
that's right,
on Welcome Back,
Connor.
He was
a sweat hog.
And Robert Guillaume is the Benson. Okay, now I get
you
it.
You got it? Benson
yeah.
and Hedges. Isn't
sure.
that great? That was my concept. I sold that name, that
okay.
title. Isn't that great? It's,
yeah.
it's a variety show.
Uh-huh.
Singing, dancing, little skits, little sketches. I'm looking at my sheet here. The first show that you guys are going to see, the guests are the great 50s rock and roll act, Danny and the Juniors.
Okay.
Ken Howard.
The White Shadow.
The White Shadow, exactly. And Vinnie Vincent.
From Kiss.
Exactly.
Who was the replacement for Ace Frehley.
I believe you're right, yes.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yes, and at the end of the show,
yeah.
everyone sings a song together. It's very exciting. It's very moving.
Uh-huh.
And it says here that on the show that you guys are going to see, they sing Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Wow. So I can actually look forward to seeing
Ken Howard.
Sing Elvira with Vinnie Vincent.
And Danny and the Juniors.
Yeah.
And Robert Guillaume.
And Robert
Hedges. And Robert Hedges.
Wow.
Yes.
So Benson and Hedges, we can look forward to
That's
a
right.
variety show.
That's right. Hey, speaking of music.
And they say the variety show is dead.
It's not.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of music.
Yeah, yeah.
You know those shows on VH1, Behind the Music?
Sure.
We've got something very similar.
Uh-huh.
Called The Other Side of the Music.
Okay.
Okay. Basically, kind of, you know, similar concept. We go to the other side of the music, see what happened in an artist's ascent of fame, what happened on their way down, you know? So we get the heights and the lows. And I'm very excited about our first edition of that show.
And what is that?
We go in depth and give you everything you ever wanted to know about the Jump in the Saddle band.
Jump in the Saddle, Ben. That sounds familiar.
Oh, please. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm really serious. Who is that?
I'll give you a hint. You ready?
Yeah.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, okay. Now I know.
Say it.
Curly Shuffle.
That's right.
Yeah.
The greatest song of the 80s.
No, that is not the greatest song of the 80s.
Oh, I think it is.
Well, now, first of all, the other side of the music?
Yes.
So you're just ripping off Behind the Music, then?
I don't think so.
Well, instead of going behind the music, you're going on the other side of the
music. Right,
right. Which is all, that's a world of difference.
Oh, I think it is. The way we do it, it's going to be great. And this one's really exciting. There's some weird twists and turns in this. Did you know that one of those guys ate one of the other guys while on a camping trip?
No, I didn't.
They got lost. They were missing for 3 weeks.
Really? So one of the guys from Jump in the Saddle
Band
ate.
I think it was Herb the drummer ate Roger the keyboardist.
Okay.
I think. And one of the other guys became like a high school basketball coach or something too. So
we'll get some footage of him coaching.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's good.
Are we going to see anybody do an acoustic version of Curly Shuffle with just their acoustic guitar?
Yeah, all the remaining members do individual acoustic versions.
Oh, so there's more than one.
Yeah. I think there were six guys in the band, so obviously the one guy bought it. So there's five versions, yeah.
So that takes up a full 20 minutes of the show.
At least, yeah. It's a great song.
Yeah, wow. And I can't wait to hear five different people sing it.
It's pretty moving. Hey, speaking of moving.
I love your transitions, by the way.
Oh.
you're a real network pro.
That's why I have the job.
Uh-huh.
Okay? As I asked you, are you ready for drama?
Sure.
How about The Gangs of Philadelphia?
Okay, what is that?
Well, you know that movie, the Gangs of New York.
Oh, yeah, Gangs of New York, absolutely.
Which wasn't very good.
Well, we're not going to talk about movies here. Let's talk about what is Gangs of Philadelphia?
Okay, takes place in the hot summer of 1979.
Uh-huh.
Remember that summer?
A little bit.
Oh, it was hot.
Okay.
Basically, what this boils down to?
Yeah?
The heroes of Philly, the street, the guys who walk the streets. Versus a bunch of New Jersey thugs.
Uh-huh.
And I can't rave about this guy enough. We got a teleplay, completely unsolicited, by a great unknown writer. His name is Roy Ziegler.
Roy Ziegler, yes.
You know him?
Yeah, I do know who Roy Ziegler is.
Oh, my God. How do you know him?
He's a family friend.
Wow, I envy you. He's going to star in this thing. He's going to direct it. Guess who he got to co-star with him?
Can I take a guess?
Yes.
Robert Hazard?
I don't know who that is, but is he from Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Well, this guy is Mr. Philadelphia.
Okay.
In the sports world.
Dr. J?
No.
Who?
Mike Schmidt.
Okay.
Schmitty.
Mike Schmidt, sure.
So that's going to get us some serious awards.
So the Gangs of Philadelphia is your Sopranos,
yes,
or something.
Yeah. Hey, you know how Forensics is a big deal?
Sure.
You know, the Court TV Forensic Files, the Friday Night Forensics, the Saturday Night Solution.
Yeah.
Are you ready for CSC?
What is that?
You know CSI, that show?
Yep.
Crime Scene Investigators?
Uh-huh.
This is Crime Scene Cleaners.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
These are the people that clean up after those hot, hot medical examiners in their tight bell bottoms clear the scene. These guys come in and actually clean up the stuff.
Or like hose everything down?
Hose it down, scrub it down, pick parts off of embedded in curtains and things.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, sounds cool. Wow. So CSC.
Uh-huh.
Crime Scene Cleaners.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that one.
Really good. You like sports, right?
Of course.
Are you ready for this bombshell I'm going to drop on you?
Okay. bomb away.
The Shout Network, proud to announce we're the official network of the NBA.
I thought ABC was the official network of the NBA.
No.
I thought that happened just like this year.
No. Wait, what NBA are you talking about?
National Basketball Association.
Oh, this is the National Bowling Association.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah, I was mistaken.
Well, you know all about Mikey Delmonico.
No.
Oh, this kid's great. This kid's like this. He's the new Tiger Woods.
He's
18 years old. He's from Omaha. He's like a god to these kids. You mark my words, bowling is going to surpass all sports by 2009.
Really?
Yep.
All sports?
Everything combined.
Football?
Over.
Baseball?
Over.
Basketball?
Beyond over.
Wow.
Everything. I mean, it's going to be the sport. It's going to be everybody's sport.
So people are going to thrill to watching this.
Oh, they do already.
People bowl.
They do already.
Yeah, it sounds thrilling.
You ready for Nancy Kerrigan's sports pinata?
What is that?
It's a three-hour show every Saturday hosted by Nancy Kerrigan, who I'm sure you remember.
Sure, the ice skater.
Great skater. Basically, she's going to talk about sports. Each episode begins with her breaking open a pinata, and all kinds of topics come out, and she'll just pick up a topic and go with it. It's 3 hours long. It's great.
Wow.
Nancy's great.
Mm-hmm.
She's not at all the a-hole that she's made out to be.
Okay, that's news to me.
So that's a misconception about her that I personally feel needs rectifying.
Okay.
Let's talk sitcoms.
Okay.
We're most proud of these two sitcoms. One of them is called Don't Tell General Lee.
Don't Tell General Lee.
Yes. It's a Civil War comedy.
What is Don't Tell General Lee about?
Oh, it's just full of battlefield hijinks.
Okay.
From the Civil War.
Battlefield hijinks from the Civil War. That doesn't sound like a particularly fun place.
Oh, it sounds great, doesn't it?
No, it sounds awful.
Well, I mean, you know, Hogan's Heroes didn't sound like it would be fun in concept, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's not funny, is it? But it was funny. And, I mean, what's, you know, battlefield hijinks. I think that's great.
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Wow. I don't think I'll be tuning into Don't Tell General Lee.
Well, maybe this will be more up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show called Friends for Life.
What is that?
It's a sitcom. It's hilarious. It takes place in a maximum security prison.
Uh-huh.
Basically just about all the funny stuff that happens to these guys.
The funny stuff in what? A maximum security prison?
Yeah.
Like what kind of funny stuff?
Oh, well, like, for instance, one episode, there's a big rock concert going on.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And,
sure.
It's coming up later in the week, and there's tickets available via the local radio station. They're having a contest. Okay, so the 13th caller wins tickets to see whoever, the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
One of the guys really wants to go.
Okay. So one of the guys who? In the prison?
In the prison, yeah.
Okay.
So he calls.
Yeah.
He's the 13th caller.
All right.
Okay, he gets the tickets.
Yeah.
Now, the real dilemma is, how is he going to get out of the prison, go to the show, get the tickets, enjoy the show, and then sneak back in?
And sneak back in? Why is he sneaking back in?
Well, he doesn't want to get caught.
Well, he shouldn't have broken out of jail.
But it's the Foo Fighters.
No, see, this is just this is the most unrealistic thing I've ever heard in my life.
Huh? Well, I think it's testing great.
Great. Well, I guess America's full of idiots.
Jeez, I thought you would be more supportive of this.
Look, I'm hearing you. They all can't be winners.
Well, these are winners.
No, they all can't be winners.
Are you ready for something a little racy?
Well, I thought you like sex camp.
racier.
All right, sure.
Okay, this is, are you familiar with, we talked about Joe Millionaire earlier.
Sure.
You know, Paul the butler?
Uh-huh.
Well, several years ago, Paul had a little different career going for himself.
Okay.
Okay, he was in movies.
Paul the butler.
Paul the butler.
Okay.
This movie's probably one he would rather you not see.
Uh-huh.
It's called Backdoor Butler.
Oh, okay. Backdoor Butler.
Yeah. So we got the rights to it.
Okay.
We're very excited about that. Very honored to have the rights to this.
Very honored. I can't believe anybody would say they're honored to have the rights to something called Backdoor Butler.
Oh, this movie is it's good. I mean, it's it'll get you aroused, definitely. And so.
But Paul is in it.
Oh, Paul's the star of it.
What? He plays a butler in the movie?
He plays a butler who plays, basically, is what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's going to be on at 10 o'clock next Thursday night.
All right.
When all the kids are asleep.
Great. Wait. 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
What night?
Next Thursday night.
Next Thursday night,
yeah.
And...
I'm sorry. 9 o'clock. Sorry about that.
9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Now what? This movie's racier than Sex Camp?
It's triple X.
What do you mean triple X? Not an actual porno movie.
Oh, yes.
Wait, so I'm shocked for about 11 different reasons right now.
Okay.
This butler
right.
did a porno movie.
He did.
Now, does he just act in this movie, or does he... Is he in scenes in this movie?
Oh, he's in every scene.
In every scene
yeah.
as a porno actor?
He packs and gets packed, yes.
Oh, my God. I don't even want you to repeat that.
Okay.
You're going to show it on your channel at 9 p.m. now.
That's correct.
A porno movie.
We blurred a couple things out, things that were really...
We took out
the parts where they used the spray cam.
The what?
The spray cam.
All right, we're going to go very gingerly on this.
Okay.
What is the spray cam?
Well, it is what you think it is.
I don't even want to know.
Okay, well,
That's an image. I might even have the wrong image in my mind.
You probably do. I mean, it's worse than you think it is.
It's worse than I think it is.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
But, you know, the adults who are listening can watch it next Thursday and... decide for themselves.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Great.
All right. Here's something we're really excited about.
Uh-huh.
Maybe more than anything.
I should say we're joined by Matthew Tompkins, who's an exec over at Shout Network.
I'm head of programming, yes.
Head of programming at the Shout Network, which is new to Comcast Cable in this area. He's telling us all about their new spring lineup. Why a spring lineup, by the way? Why not a fall lineup?
Oh, well, spring, you know, spring is when things are, you know, are changing. It's you know, you're renewed. The fall is when things are dying. And we didn't want to be associated with that. We want to be associated with life, mm-hmm. with blossoming. And
sure.
What better time of year for the Shout Network to make its debut in the greatest area in the world than spring?
Sounds like it might work.
Oh, before I get to the big one, here's something else we're doing. We're spinning off a couple movies into TV shows.
Okay.
Okay. One of them is going to be mind blowing. It's Dr. T and the Women.
Yeah, that's a Richard Gere movie, right?
Yes, he plays a gynecologist.
Yeah, what is that now?
So we're spinning that off into it's a comedy. Sitcom with of the same name, but we couldn't get Mr. Gere or Helen Hunt to be in the show.
So. Okay, who did you get?
Ian Ziering
from 90210.
Yes, and his wife Nikki.
Okay, great.
So they're they're
well,
starring.
Well, congratulations on that.
And we've also got a Heaven's Gate series, too.
A Heaven's Gate TV series?
Yes.
And what is that, like a...
It's just a TV version of the movie. It takes up where the film left off.
Okay. Does anybody even remember where the film left off?
Personally, no, I don't. But, I mean, it's going to be great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It sounds unbelievably exciting.
We're trying to get Jacob Dylan to star in it.
From The Wallflower.
Exactly, yes.
Wow. So yeah. That would be like an acting coup.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah.
Wow, could you imagine that?
Mm-hmm.
If he actually starred in this thing?
I think he'll do it. I think he'll do it. So here's the big one. Are you ready?
We can only cross our fingers on that, right?
Oh, my God. I'm getting chills. Here's
sure.
The big one.
What's that?
You know about the O'Reilly factor.
Sure. It's a political show.
Yeah, he's great.
Uh-huh.
This show is similar in tone, but it's just going to blow that guy out of the water.
Really?
Okay. It's called the Gargoyle Quotient.
The Gargoyle Quotient.
Yes.
Now, who is Gargoyle?
We found this guy, actually, in your neck of the woods, a town called Newbridge.
Sure.
New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
This guy is the most outspoken guy I've ever come across.
Okay.
I don't think he'd mind me saying this. He's insane. He's at one time... the most right-wing person you'll ever come across. Just last week, he called Reagan a traitor.
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, he said he was too soft on international policy.
Ronald Reagan was too soft on international policy.
Exactly. So he says that. Then he'll turn around and he's pro-choice.
Uh-huh.
So you never know what you're going to get with this guy.
So this guy's just all over the map.
He's all over the place. He's pro-death penalty, but he's really lobbying to get health insurance for pets.
Health insurance for pets.
Health insurance for pets.
Wow.
So this guy's going to be something else. Watch out for Gargoyle.
Gargoyle.
Yes.
Oh, yuck.
The Gargoyle Quotient.
The Gargoyle Quotient. Oh boy, I can wait.
Oh my God, he's gonna blow your mind. This is one that this is the final one, okay?
Sure.
I have to get going after this. This is what we're hoping is gonna come through. We're not sure yet though. Okay?
Okay.
The Van Morrison Variety Show.
The Van Morrison Variety
yeah.
Show. You mean Van Morrison, the the crankiest man on earth?
Oh, well, you know, the way we see it and the way we're pitching it to him, he's going to tell jokes.
I can tell you, don't do this.
He's going to dance.
Dance! You're going to have Van Morrison. Oh, my God.
What? Have you seen him in The Last Waltz when he's doing those leg kicks?
Well, no. Now you're putting him on a show. What else is he going to do on the Van Morrison? What is it called?
Right now we're just working with the Van Morrison Variety 2 hours.
The 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you're going to call it the Van Morrison Variety 2 hours.
Exactly.
Well, that rolls off the tongue. I take back everything I said about it. Just the name alone is going to make it a hit.
It's enticing.
It is enticing.
So, yeah, he's going to come out. He's going to do, like, a little monologue for, like, 15 minutes.
Of what?
Just, you know, talking about showbiz, talking about what he thinks of the world. You know, and then he'll probably tell a bunch of jokes.
Uh-huh.
Do a little, I don't know, soft shoe or something, and then he'll introduce whoever his guests are. We're trying to get Norah Jones to do a couple duets with him. Stuff like that, you know.
This sounds like I hope this show makes it, because this is the first. I thought nothing would ever top the Chevy Chase show, right?
Which and, I liked. I know it got a bad rap.
Yeah, it kind of did get a bad rap. And then the Magic Hour topped it. The Magic Johnson talk show.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, that was good, too. That was good, too. But I don't think any of them will compare to the
you know what? I
Dan
don't
Morrison
think,
variety 2 hours.
I don't think so, either. I think the fact that you're handing Van Morrison the keys to 2 hours of television...
He deserves it.
Well, I can't wait for that soft shoe.
Wait till you hear the jokes. I'm just hoping the jokes don't get lost in the accent, you know?
Yeah, in the thick brogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the violent temper.
Well, you know, I've heard about that, but I think that's something we can control. You know, I think if I know he likes to drink a little bit, so we'll just give him as much of that as he wants.
As much what?
Alcohol.
Why? That's the dumbest. You know, you don't give him any of it.
I think it'll keep him loose, and you know, I think
he will be loose. Oh, my God, please, I am praying right now.
Okay.
Let the Van Morrison variety 2 hours.
We're trying. If that doesn't work, we're hoping to do something with Dylan, maybe.
Yeah, that would be funny, but nothing would be funnier than what you have planned for Van Morrison.
Oh, well, it's going to be good. I'll keep my fingers crossed, and I'll it could help.
What?
A write-in campaign by your listeners, like a petition.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So people can write to the Shout Network?
Yes.
Okay, I guess where can they get the address?
Well, you can log on to shoutnetwork.org.
Shoutnetwork.org.
Yeah, maybe by the time they log on, there'll be some kind of online petition worked up.
Okay, so that's not there now.
Not yet, but it's a good idea, I think.
Okay.
So hopefully by tomorrow.
So people, please, let's get a writing campaign going for the Van Morrison Variety 2 hours.
Yes. Yeah.
And Matthew Tompkins, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Great to talk to you.
And good luck with your spring season over at the Shout Network.
Thank you so much.
Now we are going to do the, we got to do a little contest. Matthew?
Yes.
I'm going to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye to you.
Good luck.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, thank you for listening to Best Show Gems, the best of the best show on WFMU. If you like what you just heard, the full-length program is done each and every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen on your radio in the New York, New Jersey area at 91.1 FM or anywhere on the globe at WFMU.org. WFMU.org also has an extensive archiving of all the previous episodes of The Best Show. And you can get more information on the program over at friendsoftom.com. I want to thank a few people, if I could. Martin DeGrell, the producer and compiler of Best Show Gems. Thank you, Martin. Mel Matsuoka, who is the producer of the full-length 3-hour Best Show podcast each and every week, and the protector of the Best Show on WFMU archives. Thank you, Mel. John Worcester, obviously, thank you. Associate producer Mike, and everybody at WFMU, thank you so much. If you like what you just heard, check out the full-length show. You can download the podcast or listen live at WFMU.org.